All right, we have Anne Gray, the executive director of Cornerstones, with us. For someone that maybe has never been to the Wine Over Water Festival, how would you describe it?
It's a wine tasting. It's not quite the food and wine festivals that a lot of the larger cities have, but what we do have is just food and wine. We started out doing Wine Over Water with our restaurant, the food component, being restaurants that were located downtown that served wine. And the first year we did this in 1994, we had three restaurants because that's all we had downtown. It has been fun for us to see downtown grow and evolve and become almost a food mecca with all these great restaurants.
Absolutely.
This year we have 12 restaurants in the festival, which is one of our higher numbers. And we love the idea of pairing food and wine and actually being able to show off a lot of our restaurants locally, which is just a wonderful thing for us to be able to do.
And so it seems to be a success.
Well, it's been fun. You know, we were doing an event on the waterfront of Chattanooga before we officially had a waterfront. We saw the historical roots of the city are based right there, but there wasn't anything happening there in 1994. And the bridge had just been saved. A lot of our founders of Cornerstones were involved in the saving of the Walnut Street Bridge and turning it into a pedestrian bridge. And so that just became the ideal venue, we thought, for that. And so we've been there ever since.
Been going 19 years. You said earlier that you've seen a growth in this festival. I know this one's going to have over 100 wineries coming to the festival, right?
That's right. Over 300 different wines.
And so how many wineries came the first year? Do you remember?
Well, you know, now the tents go all the way across the bridge. That first year, and I was not here, but that first year, I think we were maybe in one span of a five span and viaduct bridge. So it was really small. But the idea was we could actually do something downtown on the bridge that no one's done anything on before. And let's just see what we can do. And it has grown every year since then.
And you've got wineries coming from out of town, from out of state.
From out of country.
Out of country. Tell us where some wineries are coming from.
Australia, Spain, France, Germany, Argentina, and it really is a wine tasting. Let me kind of emphasize that. You know, the idea behind this is for everyone to get familiar, to expose themselves to new wines and be able just to taste those and see what they like. Let me say we've done some things differently. There'll be a program there as part of the package so you can circle, you know, what you like and kind of really figure out what you like. But this year we've added some other technology. We have a mobile app this year that you can download the program. You can actually then mark what you like, so you'll have that all within your phone.
Oh, wow.
We think that's going to be a nice technology, especially for the younger people to kind of know that. But, you know, that's going to be fun. We have a new website that we've launched this year, same address, but opportunity to post pictures, which we have such an interactive social crowd.
Through the hashtag, right?
That's correct.
So if someone's on Instagram or Twitter, they hashtag wine over water, and then it will be
on our webpage.
Oh, that's cool.
And there's so many people there. It's been fun over the years to see reunions that happen, families coming back, children growing up and coming with their parents. It's been a real generational thing. But now you can actually post those pictures online and everyone can kind of see those and share.
And, of course, it's on the Walnut Street Bridge, so you're having that kind of unique experience of tasting wine, but also being on the bridge that is so symbolic to Chattanooga. Why have it on the Walnut Street Bridge?
There are lots of wine festivals out there, lots of wine tasting as well. We always hear from our people that come to this event, and we have a lot of return people that come from all over the country, that what they enjoy the most about this event is the venue. Most wine tastings are held indoors, climatically controlled, and just, you know, they're wine tastings. This becomes something else. It becomes a party on the bridge. It's celebrating Chattanooga. It overlooks the skyline. You're seeing the river. And now there's all sorts of activity happening around the river that we didn't have before. So as you're up on the bridge looking, you feel like you're experiencing Chattanooga now. And you feel its renaissance when you're up there. And we like being a part of all of that.
Besides the food and the wine, you're also going to have like live entertainment, right?
We do. We always have five stages that we put on the bridge. They're at the natural breaks of the bridge, so it kind of provides a stage for that. Let me tell you who we have this year. We have Broke Down Hound, Emily Kate Boyd, Amber Foltz and the Ambivalent Lovers, the Quote Unquotes, and the String Quartet from the CSO.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Anne Gray of Cornerstones, which is the city's only nonprofit historic preservation organization. Anne Gray's in the studio to talk about Wine Over Water, an annual event that benefits the organization. At the Wine Over Water Festival, over 100 wineries set up their booths on the Walnut Street Bridge. The event takes place on Saturday, September 28th at 5 p.m. And of course, Wine Over Water, it benefits Cornerstones. And for someone that maybe hasn't heard about what Cornerstones does in Chattanooga, give us kind of a synopsis.
Well, we're a small nonprofit. We've been around since 1994. And the monies that we raise from this event go right back into the community. Our focus has really been saving buildings downtown Chattanooga, more of those commercial buildings. We're very interested in residential properties and neighborhoods, but we don't work there as much as we do downtown because we've lost so much of that historic building stock that we thought were important and properties that really unique to Chattanooga. So that's what we do. Last year, we dedicated some of our funds, and we ended up dedicating $20,000 towards the saving of Ingalls Stadium. And that's a long process, but we're glad that it's on its way to becoming something else. And such a unique stadium to have in Chattanooga, one of five, I think, in the country that's still around, is the baseball stadium built in 1930. So it's very unique, really rises to the level of a national treasure. And I think there's a lot of good work happening there with the Ingle Foundation and UTC bringing that back around, and very thoughtful consideration happening there. So we're excited about that. That's one of ours that we always will be helping for a long time.
So you helped Ingalls Stadium last year with the proceeds of Wine Over Water. Is there any kind of projects in the future Cornerstones is going to be going towards with the proceeds of this year's Wine Over Water?
There is. This year we're dedicating money to not a place, but an object. And we have never done that before, so it's kind of exciting for us. We are going to put the money towards saving a historic sign down on Market Street across from the Chattanooga Choo Choo. There was an old restaurant that was called the Ellis Restaurant. It has the Jumping Frog sign. It was an animated neon jumping frog. And we are going to put money towards saving that sign.
Nice.
We've looked at that for years. Right now, there isn't anything behind that sign as far as the building is concerned. But there are things happening around it. So I think the timing is right.
And Wine Over Water, it's happening Saturday, September 28th. But the Friday before, you're also kind of having like a pre-shindig, right?
Yes. We call that Best Sellers, as in Wine Sellers. It's at the Chattanoogan. That's a separate ticketed event, very limited number of tickets to that one. It is an event that goes from 5:30 to 8. Our sponsor for that event, just for that, is Merrill Lynch, which we're glad to have them as a sponsor for Best Sellers. And so that's a different event. We have heavy hors d'oeuvres. We have premier wines. So you have an opportunity, really. It's a more casual event. You have time to talk to the wine makers and the representatives there. So it's a different event. That you can find all of this information is on our website, wineoverwater.org. You can see, go there to order tickets for both. Generally our events sell out, and we still have tickets available now, but you really need to check that website and see.
And give us the particulars on Wine Over Water. When, where, again?
Saturday, September 28th, from 5 to 8 o'clock in the evening. The gates will open about 4 if you want to come a little bit early, but wine pouring will not take place till 5. When you come, bring your ID, because we will check everyone for that. And there you go. You know, it's just a great event.
And at the Walnut Street Bridge as well, right?
Yes. Let me tell you some of the restaurants that'll be there as well this year. We have 212 Market, St. John's Meeting Place, Easy Bistro and Bar, Food Works on the Riverside, Bluff View Bakery, Enzo's Market, 1885 Grill, Cafe on the Corner, Blacksmith's, Blue Water Grill, Chat-O, and the Broad Street Grill in the Chattanoogan. It's actually a longer list than we've had before, and we're just really excited. We have three new restaurants that'll be there for us this year.
Well, thank you so much, Ann Gray from Cornerstones, coming in and talking with us, and I hope the event is a success.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We always appreciate your support as well, and I'm just looking forward to it, and cheers.